the rest of the story. During 2 months, June and July, the president spent many hours composing that document. Not even the White House was private enough or quiet enough for the purpose. So the president chose to work in the cipher room of the War Department telegraph office. It was a matter of much delicacy. No president had ever grabbed so much power ever before. Indeed, he was ripping into the very Constitution of the United States. The justification he would claim, wartime. That was the only way that the president could legally do what he was about to do. And so it was there, in the solitude of that secret room, studying the constitutional implications, pondering the possible ramifications, writing, perhaps praying. Not even the president's own cabinet would be apprised of the document until it was finished. After American history in high school, you may have thought you knew all anyone could ever need to know about President Abraham Lincoln and his Emancipation Proclamation. But your teacher did not know the rest of the story. Abe Lincoln said, quote, "My paramount object in this struggle is to save the Union. It's not either to slave or to destroy slavery. If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it," end quote. Lincoln made that statement in 1862 after the Emancipation Proclamation had already been written and yet before its existence had been announced. Following the advice of his Secretary of State, the president withheld his proclamation until the war started going better for the North. Otherwise, critics might have deemed it a desperation measure. The document directly encouraged freed Southern slaves to seek out the nearest Union fort and join the Northern Army. And yet there was another conceivable consequence of the proclamation which haunted Lincoln. What if all of those freed slaves simply came North? Supposing they did throw themselves upon us in large numbers, what should we do with them? How would we care and feed such a multitude? Indeed, there were many Southern sympathizers in the Northern states, voters who recalled with some bitterness the Republican platform on which Honest Abe had been elected, a platform opposed to interfering with the property claims of the South. And those who held Lincoln accountable would not tolerate such a black tidal wave. In retrospect, we realize that the Emancipation Proclamation was inspired almost entirely by military and political considerations. Lincoln definitely needed the support of the politically powerful abolitionists who were deserting him in droves. After all was said and done, few of them fully comprehended the rest of the story, for slavery remained legal in several northern states. The Emancipation Proclamation never did apply to them during his lifetime. In fact, the Emancipation Proclamation did not even apply to certain areas of the Deep South. The Emancipation Proclamation affected only the slaves in those areas of the South which were rebelling against the North. And there, in those states, nobody paid any attention to Abe Lincoln anyway. Now you're understanding why I requoted his quote. "If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it." Well, he did it. The Emancipation Proclamation, later to be regarded as one of the great human rights documents of all time, the Emancipation Proclamation freed not one slave, not one. And now you know the rest of the story.